for rulemaking brought forward. Oh, hold on, my screen jumped. From Carl Olson. Is Carl on the call?
I am.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Kathy.
And if you would briefly go through your request with us, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. This is a petition for rulemaking regarding an inconsistency between Federal Controlled Substances Act and the Iowa Controlled Substances Act. Iowa's Controlled Substances Act, Section 601 and 602 at the very end, the last two sections, say that Iowa's law is to be consistent with the Uniform Act, and that's based on Federal Controlled Substances Act. So the intent of the legislature when they created the Iowa Controlled Substances Act was to be consistent with federal drug law. The Federal Controlled Substances Act is implemented by regulations allowing anyone to petition for rulemaking to reclassify controlled substances or apply for exceptions to the scheduling or the application of the schedules. Non-prescription use of controlled substances would be a good way to describe that. 21 CFR 1308.43 is the petition for rulemaking, and that is used for both purposes, for creating a rescheduling petition and to create exceptions. And there, for example, there is a federal exemption for the use of peyote by the Native American Church, and that is a Schedule I controlled substance, and that is also in a federal regulation. So in contrast to the federal act, Iowa has a statutory exemption for the religious use of peyote and no process for anyone else to make an application. Compare this with how the Iowa legislature created an initial list of qualifying conditions for the Medical Cannabidiol Act, and then the department implemented regulations to accept applications to add further conditions. So there's an initial statutory list and then an administrative list that builds on that. And that's the same way the federal government does the entire Controlled Substances Act. So the department should create rulemaking for other traditional uses of non-prescription plants and fungi. And the reason I say that is these things are older than time. Before recorded history, they have traditional use. You're not going to run into something like hydrocodone or some prescription medicine that has a long history of traditional use for folk medicine or religious use. Not that you could limit the application, but you could filter the applications based on things like that, use that as criteria. You'd have to accept a petition for some prescription for non-prescription drug use of a prescription drug, but I would say it wouldn't merit attention. But anyway, so in order to be uniform with the federal drug law, Iowa should consider applications from other persons to determine if they're equally qualified. And so that's what I'm saying about how you would evaluate these applications. They wouldn't just be granted because somebody filed one. So that's it. If the board has any questions, I would be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you. I think at this time I would yield to legal counsel for what our where our jurisdiction lies with this.
Thank you, Chair Stone. Upon review of the request, I don't believe that this board has the jurisdiction to be able to consider what Mr. Olson is proposing.
Thank you.
Is that a definite or is that a not sure? We do or we do not?
As I understand and interpret the law, you do not.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments regarding this or a motion?
Here's a question. If not us, to where would this gentleman seek relief?
I don't know that the board can offer that legal advice.
Can I say something? The board can also recommend legislation. I don't know if the board wants to or not, but that would be within the power of the board to do. There's no right to petition the board to make a recommendation to the legislature, but the board is certainly free to entertain that and do that even without a right to. The board can receive a request. It's not a formal petition. So I would make that request.
I would share with the board that all of the timelines for state agencies to submit bills have passed for this year.
Correct.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions or a motion at this time?
I guess with regards to the petition, if we don't have the jurisdictional grounds to pass it, I would move to deny the petition in front of us.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Before there's a second, procedurally, why would we do it that way? If we don't have the jurisdiction, how can we deny it? Wouldn't we just take no action?
Good question. Lindsay?
Thank you for raising that, Joan. And I do believe that no action would be probably most appropriate since you can't technically deny something that you don't have jurisdiction over.
Then I will rescind my motion.
But thank you, Dane, for being quick with the motion. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So then it sounds like we do have another option on the table. If anyone would like to motion that.
So the motion is to take no action. I will make that motion.
Second that, Bob Eglin.
We have a motion and a second to take no action. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay. Thank you, and thank you for bringing this forward to us, Mr. Olson.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a good day. I'm going to sign off.
All right.